Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the prayers of the faithful or divine office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, in the richness of your grace and mercy, grant that we may praise your rising from the tomb with joyful hearts and clear consciences. Glorify your victory with holy words, and proclaim your triumph with clear voices. And we shall join with the heavenly hosts in exalting your greatness and mercy with your Father and your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, you are the entrance for those who seek you, and the safe harbor of your stewards. You give joy to those who call upon you, and rest to the weary. Grant us to find mercy in your presence, on the great day of your coming. May we be separated from the goats on your left, and be joined with the sheep on your right, and give you glory and praise, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, your kindness reaches to heaven, your faithfulness the clouds. Sin speaks to the wicked man in his heart, there is no dread of God before his eyes. For he beguiles himself with the thought that his guilt will not be found out or hated. The words of his mouth are empty and false. He has ceased to understand how to do good. He plans wickedness in his bed. He sets out on a way that is not good, with no repugnance for evil. O Lord, your kindness reaches to heaven, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the mountains of God, your judgments like the mighty deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your kindness, O God! The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They have their fill of the prime gifts of your house. From your delightful stream you give them to drink. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Keep up your kindness toward your friends, your just defense of the upright of heart. Let not the foot of the proud overtake me, nor the hand of the wicked disquiet me. See how the evildoers are fallen. They are thrust down and cannot rise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, your kindness reaches to heaven, your faithfulness the clouds.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, you are the Most High, who humbled yourself to overcome our weakness, the free one who gave yourself up to death to free us from the penalty of sin. O Source of Life, shine your face upon us and renew us on the day of your glorious coming. Praise be to you, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, to you I call, hasten to me. Hearken to my voice when I call upon you. Let my prayer come like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. O Lord, set a watch before my mouth, a guard at the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to the evil of engaging in deeds of wickedness with men who are evildoers, and let me not partake of their dainties. With a loud voice I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour out before him. Before him I lay bare my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, you know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life. I cry out to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought low indeed. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Lead me forth from prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The just shall gather around me when you have been good to me. A lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path. I resolve and swear to keep your just ordinances. I am very much afflicted. O Lord, give me life according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the free homage of my mouth, and teach me your decrees. Though constantly I take my life in my hands, yet I forget not your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but from your precepts I have not strayed. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I intend in my heart to fulfill your statutes, always to the letter. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise, glory, and honor to the good and merciful Lord. In his kindness, he became incarnate among us and willingly endured death in our place. Of his own accord, he plunged into the abyss of death, gave joy to his disciples by his resurrection, and illuminated the nations with the light of his salvation. To him is due glory and honor this evening, now and forever. Amen. Who can praise the greatness of your mercy, O Word of God? And what voice can bless you who are above all praise? Neither mind nor tongue can describe the marvels you have performed on this holy day of your resurrection from the dead. With the psalmist David, we exclaim, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice. This is the day that has no equal. This is the great feast, crown and jewel of all feasts." And now, Christ our God, on this day of your resurrection from the dead, we ask you to grant us the forgiveness of our sins and faults. Through the fragrance of this incense, which we offer you, grant justice to the oppressed and comfort to the afflicted. Bring back those who are far away, direct those who are near, and guide those who travel. Protect the priests, purify the deacons, and pardon the sinners. Watch over the just, protect the orphans, and help the widows. Drive away revolutions and extinguish troubles. Remember those who have died in the faith, and grant them rest in your heavenly kingdom. May we celebrate with them the feast that never ends, and proclaim your glory and that of your Father and your Holy and Living Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Holy are you, O God, to whom angels and mortals give glory in heaven and on earth. Holy are you, O Strong One, who in your love call sinners back to you. Holy are you, O Immortal One, at whose door the contrite of heart knock to beg your forgiveness. Lord of mercy and God of all consolation, look upon us with kindness, and grant us pardon and the remission of our sins. O Lord, grant that we may do penance and be seated in the heaven of joy. Then we shall render glory and thanksgiving to your name, now and forever.
Lord God, grant that by our good works we may be a pleasing perfume, by our right conduct a pleasing fragrance, by our genuine faith a pure incense, by our witness a resplendent temple. Receive our prayers, and in your love, grant those requests which will be helpful to us, and give rest to our departed in your kingdom of joy. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen.
Come, glorious feast, first day of the week, joy and exaltation of angels and men. From the mountaintops, angels and men praise the Lord and cry out, Come, glorious feast. Blessed are those who celebrate Sunday with psalms and hymns and the proclamation of the gospel.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Hear, O children, a father's instruction. Be attentive that you may gain understanding. Yes, excellent advice I give you, my teaching do not forsake. When I was my father's child, frail, yet the darling of my mother, he taught me and said to me, Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commands that you may live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget or turn aside from the words I utter. Forsake her not, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will safeguard you. The beginning of wisdom is, get wisdom. At the cost of all you have, get understanding. Extol her, and she will exalt you. She will bring you honors if you embrace her. She will put on your head a graceful diadem. A glorious crown will she bestow on you. Hear, my son, and receive my words, and the years of your life shall be many. On the way of wisdom I direct you. I lead you on straightforward path. When you walk, your step will not be impeded, and should you run, you will not stumble. Hold fast to instruction. Never let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. The path of the wicked enter not. Walk not on the way of evil men. Shun it, cross it not, turn aside from it, and pass on. For they cannot rest unless they have done evil. To have made no one stumble steals away their sleep, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They know not on what they stumble. But the path of the just is like shining light, that grows in brilliance till perfect day. My son, to my words be attentive, to my sayings incline your ear. Let them not slip out of your sight, keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, to man's whole being they are health. With closest custody guard your heart, for in it are the sources of life. Put away from you dishonest talk, deceitful speech put far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your glance be directly forward. Survey the path for your feet, and let all your ways be sure. Turn neither to right nor to left. Keep your foot far from evil. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Mark well then the parable of the sower. The seed along the path is the man who hears the message about God's reign without understanding it. The evil one approaches him to steal away what was sown in his mind. The seed that fell on patches of rock is the man who hears the message and at first receives it with joy. But he has no roots, so he lasts only for a time. When some setback or persecution involving the message occurs, he soon falters. What was sown among briars is the man who hears the message and takes it in. He, it is who bears a yield of 100 or 60 or 30-fold. He proposed to them another parable. The reign of God may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, His enemy came and sowed weeds through his wheat, and then made off. When the crop began to mature and yield grain, the weeds made their appearance as well. The owner's slaves came to him and said, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where are the weeds coming from?" He answered, "I see an enemy's hand in this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go out and pull them up?" "No," he replied. "Pull up the weeds, and you might take the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will order the harvesters. First collect the weeds and bundle them up to burn, then gather the wheat into my barn." He proposed still another parable. "The reign of God is like a mustard seed which someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest seed of all, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes so big a shrub that the birds of the sky come and build their nests in its branches." He offered them still another image. "The reign of God is like yeast which a woman took and kneaded into 3 measures of flour. Eventually, the whole mass of dough began to rise." All these lessons Jesus taught the crowds in the form of parables. He spoke to them in parables only to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables, I will announce what has lain hidden since the creation of the world." Then dismissing the crowds, he went home. His disciples came to him with the request, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in answer, "The farmer sowing good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed the citizens of the kingdom. The weeds are the followers of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, while the harvesters are the angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned, so will it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will dispatch his angels to collect from his kingdom all who draw others to apostasy and all evildoers. The angels will hurl them into the fiery furnace, where they will wail and grind their teeth. Then the saints will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Let everyone heed what he hears."
O Son, by your resurrection, you saved your church from error. Hear our supplications and have mercy on us. You reconciled heaven and earth. Grant peace to your church and keep her children in the light of the cross. O Son of God, give joy to the church on your great day and seal her children with the sign of the cross. Let your peace reign within her, and may her feast be multiplied in the shadow of your peace. May she be guarded against error and labor each day with the builders of faith. May your day be a feast where all worries are driven away, and may your peace reign at all times in her assemblies. May the rebellious, who seek to destroy her, be driven by your cross from their dwellings and led into the path of truth. May your cross, O Lord, be for her shepherds, the fold where all the sheep are gathered to your Father. Son of God, your church praises you on the day of your feast. Her children raise their voices in praise of your manifestation. Lord, keep your church and her children from all evil, that they may glorify you on the day of your feast. Praise be to you. Let us remember the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, all those who have labored and suffered in the vineyard of the Lord, St. James, St. Maron, and his companions, and St. Ephraim, the harp of the Holy Spirit. O God, through their prayers strengthen the weak, comfort the sick, grant pardon to the deceased, and forgive the faults of us poor sinners.
Let us confess, adore, and praise the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us and have mercy on us. Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Lord, accept our worship and our prayers. Lord, come to our assistance and have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, the night and the day are yours. You uphold the light and the sun. Through your power you direct the sequence of the seasons. O Lord, you have brought the day to its close and called forth the night. Be for us that great day that never ends. In the evening, let your light shine in our hearts, and in the darkness of the night, enlighten us with the knowledge of your truth. And so, through all the days of our lives, we shall praise you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To you be glory, and may your mercy rest upon us, now and forever. Amen. Let us thank God for all the graces he has bestowed on us this day, which has passed in calm and peace. Let us recall our failings against the commandments of God and the Church in thought, word, deed, or omission. We ask for God's pardon as we pray. Forgive us, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. God, Father in heaven, by your living and holy name, keep us from evil and lead us not into temptation. For we call upon you, O Lord, our God, our constant hope. Glory to you forever. O Lord, our Lord, may our humble worship be pleasing to you. May our prayers come before you, and our actions give you honor. Let your mercy, kindness, help, graces, and divine love be poured abundantly upon us poor sinners, both in heaven and on earth, which you have created in your goodness. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Peace be with you, and also with you. O God, through the prayers of your mother and the saints who have believed in you, the prayers of the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and confessors, through the prayers of the just, the priests, the holy fathers, the pastors and doctors of true faith, through the prayers of our Pope, our Patriarch, and our Bishop, forgive your people and have mercy on your flock. May God bless, forgive, sanctify, purify, and keep each of the faithful united with us in this spiritual office. May mercy and compassion be upon us and all the faithful who dwell here. May peaceful rest be granted to those who have died in the faith. May the faithful who live here experience the protection of his victorious cross. May we and all his servants who adore him with bowed head receive the mercy of the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to whom be glory now and forever. Amen. May God forgive your sins, pardon your failings, and deliver you from the power of the enemy. May he grant you the remission of your offenses. Go in peace and pray to Christ for me.